He lived. A lot of them died on the desert. And I might come back in the Masonic. All of this is tied up in the Masonic ritual. When a man gets initiated into those higher, into the higher degrees of that order, he goes through this. They put on the chain, they put on the apron, and they darken him up and pretend to be driving him across. And then when he gets up to the top order in those degrees, they tell him what it means. As a white man, they tell the white man what it means. A white shriner or a white mason what it means. The Negro never learns what it means. But it actually points back toward the time when the white man, who is the devil, Adam, as they say, was cast out of the garden. When the Bible says Adam sinned and was cast out of the garden, this is what it is meant. And an angel was put at the east gate to keep him from coming back in when the white man was run out of the east by the Muslims 6,000 years ago into the caves of Europe. The people called Turks were put there at the straits of the Dardanelles with swords, with swords. And any old devil that they caught trying to come back across the water, smacked, off went his head. The book tells you that the angel had a flaming sword. And anytime any of them come back, tried to come back across, they were put to death. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the white man went down into the caves of Europe and lived there for 2,000 years on his all fours. Within 1,000 years after he had gotten up there, he was on his all fours. Couldn't stand upright. You watch your old cracker today. Crackers don't walk upright like black people do. They're about to, every time you look at them, they look like they're going right down on their all fours. But those who have had some education, they straighten up a little bit because they're taught how to straighten up. But a black man can be the most dumb, illiterate thing you can find anywhere, and he still walk like $1 million. Because by nature, he's upright. By nature, he stands up. But a white man got to be stood up. You got to put a white man on the square, but the black man is born on the square. Can we prove it? Yes. You notice in the east, dark people carry things on the head, don't they? Just throw it up there and walk with it. Show you their perfect poise, perfect balance. This comes natural to them. You and I lost our poise. You can't even wear a hat on your head hardly today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that within a 1,000 years after the white people were up in the caves, they were on the all fours, and they were living in the outdoors where it's cold. Just as cold over there as it is outside right now. They didn't have clothes. So by being out there in the cold, the hair got longer and longer. Hair grew out all over their body. By being on the all fours, the end of their spine began to grow. They grew a little tail that come out from the end of their spine. Oh yes, it was a white man, brother, up in the caves of Europe. He had a tail that long. You ever notice anything that walk on its all fours has a tail? That which straighten up don't have a tail. Because that when you get down, see, it just make that spine come right on out. And by him being on up there just like a dog, he was crawling around up there. He was hairy as a dog. He had a tail like a dog. He had a smell like a dog. And couldn't nothing get along with him but another dog. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that all the beasts up in Europe wanted to kill the white man. Oh yeah, they tried to kill the white man. They were after the white man. They hated the white man. So he says that what the white man would do, he'd dig a hole in the hill. That was his cave. And his mother and his daughter and his wife would all be in there with the dog. The only thing that made friends with the white man was the dog. Everything else hated him. He'd sit outside the cave at night in a tree with rocks in his hand. And if any beast come up to try and get in the cave at his family, he'd throw rocks at them. Or he'd have a club that he'd swing down and try and drive them away with. But the dog stayed in the cave with his family. The dog, and it was then, during that time, that the dog and the white woman amalgamated. The white woman went with the dog while they were living in the caves of Europe. And right to this very day, a white woman will tell you there ain't nothing she loves better than a dog. They tell you that a dog is a man's best friend. A dog isn't a black man's best friend. God is a black man's best friend. That a dog is the white man's best friend. They lived in that cave with those dogs. And right now, they got that dog smell. They got their dog lovers. Dog can get inside a white man's house and eat at his table. Lick out of his plate. They'll kiss a dog right on the nose and think nothing of it. You're not a dog kisser. You don't see no black people kissing and rubbing noses with a dog. But little white children will hug dogs and kiss dogs and eat with dogs. Am I right or wrong? Lord's been inside their kitchen, cooking their food and making their beds. You know how they live in there. The dog will live right inside the white man's house better than you can. If you try and break your way in there, they'll put a rope around your neck. But the dog has got free run of the whole house. He's the white man's best friend. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that they lived up there like that for 2,000 years. And at the end of 2,000, it was at the end of 2,000 years that the scientists in the East, realizing that it was originally predicted that the white race would rule for 6,000 years and that they had already lost 2,000 years in the caves of Europe, they sent a prophet up there from Mecca and to teach the white race, this race of death, how to become civilized again and get up on their, to become upright and come back and rule like they had originally been made to. The name of that prophet was Moses. And this is why you have so many of what they call the secret books of Moses. Moses never went down into Egypt. Moses went into the caves of Europe and civilized the white man. It was Moses who went into Egypt and went into Europe, into the caves, and what we call raised the devil from a dead level to a perpendicular and placed him on the square. Moses taught the white man how to cook his food. Moses taught the white man how to build a house for himself. He taught the white man also some of the technology that Yaku had originally meant for them. And it was Moses who put the white man back on the road towards civilization and told him that he supposed to rule for 6,000 years, that much of his time had already been lost, but that at the end of time, one would come who would destroy the whole white race. Moses taught them this. Now this is why when the Jews, 2,000 years later, the Jews were looking for the Messiah, and they thought that Jesus was the Messiah. And they put him to death because they knew when the Messiah comes that the Messiah was going to destroy that whole race of death. The Jews knew this. So they put him to death, thinking that they could stop him from destroying them. But actually they made a mistake because Jesus 2,000 years ago wasn't the Messiah. Their time wasn't up 2,000 years ago. Their time would not be up until 2,000 years later, the day and time that we're living in right now. So, brothers and sisters, my time has expired. I just wanted to point out that the white man, a race of devils, was made 6,000 years ago. This doesn't mean that to tell you that they were made, that this implies any kind of hate. They're just a race of devils. They were made 6,000 years ago. They were made to rule for 6,000 years. Their time expired in the year 1914. The only reason God didn't remove them then was because you and I were here in their country. And God gave them an extension of time. Not them an extension of time, but they receive an extension of time to give the wise men of the East the opportunity to get into this house of bondage and awaken the lost sheep. Once the American so-called Negroes have been awakened to the knowledge of themselves and of their own God and of the white man, then they're on their own. They'll just look up to you and me then whether we want to integrate into this wicked race or leave them and separate and go to our own. And if we integrate, we'll be destroyed along with them. If we separate, then we have a chance for salvation. So on that note, in the name of Allah and His Messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I bring my talk to a close. Salaam alaikum.